From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump said, "We will see what happens. Certainly that is not the first choice," when asked Wednesday whether he would take military action against North Korea. Trump spoke to reporters on Air Force One following a telephone call with China's President Xi Jinping.
"We had a very good conversation with President Xi of China. It lasted for about 45 minutes. He's very much in favor of the denuke of North Korea. And we're talking about different things. We have some things we're going to be talking again soon."
Asked by VOA what he discussed concerning North Korea with the Chinese leader, Trump replied that President Xi would like to do something, but it is unclear whether or not he can do it. Trump described his conversation with Xi as very, very frank and very strong, saying it was a very good phone call. The president also said that on the recent provocations by North Korea, "Xi agrees with me 100%. He does not want to see what is happening there either." President Trump also told reporters he's confident Congress will act to protect 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from being deported, even after he moved to end the program that kept them from being returned to their home countries.
"Congress, I really believe, wants to take care of the situation. I really believe it. Even very conservative members of Congress, I've seen it firsthand. If they don't, we're going to see what we're going to do."
Trump said he told congressional leaders at a White House meeting before leaving Washington, "If we can get something to happen, we're going to sign it, and we're going to make a lot of happy people." You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi says there's been a, quote, huge iceberg of misinformation about the violence in her country's Rakhine State that has forced nearly 125,000 minority Rohingya Muslims to flee across the border, that is, to Bangladesh. In a statement posted on Facebook Wednesday by her office, she said she spoke with Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday about the crisis. The statement said Aung San Suu Kyi discussed a series of photos posted on Twitter by Turkey's deputy prime minister that allegedly showed dead Rohingya that were later proved to be unrelated to the current violence. A court has approved a plan for Australia to pay millions of dollars to people held at an offshore camp for migrants in Papua New Guinea. Phil Mercer reports.
This is the largest human rights deal in Australian legal history. Asylum seekers and refugees who were held at an Australian-run camp on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea between 2012 and 2016 will share a $55 million settlement. The men claimed they suffered physical and psychological harm and that they were falsely imprisoned. The class action suit had alleged more than 1,900 detainees had been kept in inhumane conditions. The Australian government hasn't admitted any liability, but said it wanted to settle the case to avoid a lengthy and expensive trial. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The Trump administration has imposed sanctions on two senior members of South Sudan's government and the country's former army chief. The State Department says it's targeting the men for their roles in threatening the peace, security, and stability of South Sudan, which is in its fourth year of a bloody civil conflict that has displaced 4 million people. The measure Wednesday freezes any assets that the information minister, deputy defense chief, and former army chief have under U.S. jurisdiction. The three are also barred from entering the United States. Hurricane Irma approached the Virgin Islands Wednesday as it continued to unleash its Category 5 winds, life-threatening storm surges, and dangerous flooding in the Caribbean region. Wind gusts of up to 177 kilometers an hour have been reported. You can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith.
That's the latest world news from VOA.